Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 13 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, 40 degrees here at our studios. We're going to have the opportunity to visit with the Clarinda Chamber this morning. And this morning, we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the individuals from the Clarinda Regional Health Center. But first, we want to say thanks to Farm Bureau, Elizabeth Davison, PCSB, and Fine Services, Brian Fine, for being a sponsor of our conversation. And this morning, we have with us Bailey Club. Bailey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Bailey?
I cannot complain.
And what a just a fantastic stretch of weather for February we have upcoming here.
That's right.
Can you believe that? My goodness. So, Bailey, you are the Volunteer Services and Committees Manager with Clarinda Regional Health Center, correct?
That's correct.
So tell me, what's a typical day?
So my role kind of has three different aspects to it. So I manage all of our volunteers here at the hospital. We have around 120 currently right now.
Wow.
So I manage those. And then I also manage our gift shop here. So I do all the buying for that as well. And then the third part of it is helping to manage Partners in Exceptional Care, which is our medical foundation. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of the fundraising events. So a lot of event planning and, setting stuff up for all of our fundraisers and different events for that. So
you have a lot of moving parts there with that 120 some odd volunteers in the shop and then the Partners in Exceptional Care. Goodness gracious. I bet your contact list and your calendar is jammed.
It's always busy.
I bet it is.
Not something to do.
I bet that is the case. Let's visit a little bit about the Platinum Ball with Partners in Exceptional Care, the 14th annual Platinum Ball, Glitz, Glam, and Giving. This sounds something.
That's right.
So let's talk about it. First off, big overall 30,000-foot view. What is it? When we say the Platinum Ball, what is it?
Yeah, so the Platinum Ball, like you said, it's our 14th annual. So basically, it's one of our biggest fundraising events that Partners in Exceptional Care has each year. And every year we pick a different kind of part of the hospital to give back to. And so this year we are going to be giving back to our emergency room department. We're wanting to help purchase new patient-focused furniture for the emergency room waiting room, hoping to help create a more comfortable and welcoming space for our patients and family during those stressful times. But otherwise, the Platinum Ball is a semi-casual to semi-formal event. We have Dueling Pianos back this year, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
We have Jay Bruner's up for our meal, so it should be a fun night.
You bet. On both accounts, great choice. Absolutely. You can't lose either way there. So how do you determine, like you say, as far as the focus this year and the fundraising, how is that determined? Did you take it to a committee or do people request? How does that work?
Yeah, so Partners in Exceptional Care, kind of, like I said, we kind of try to essentially spread the love a little bit.
Yeah.
So we try to kind of find an area that maybe we haven't given to in a while. We do take requests from different departments as well. And so that's kind of something that's an ongoing throughout the year conversation, kind of what's coming up next, what are some projects that we think that we could really work on, or maybe some suggestions that we've gotten from community members or different people here at the hospital too. So it's kind of an ongoing thing.
So tell me the details. So who can participate? How do I get my tickets? Where's it at? When is it? Give me the particulars of the event itself.
Yeah. So the Platinum Ball this year is on Saturday, March 14th. It's at Deer Ridge at Lexington, which is outside of Bedford. And we have, tickets available on our website. You can purchase tickets, sponsorship packages. There's raffle tickets. We actually are having transportation from Clarinda over to Bedford that night, so we also have tickets available for that. All on our website, which the website is technically qrco.de/platinum2026. But I always tell people the easiest way to find all of that information and find our website is by going to either Partners in Exceptional Care's Facebook page or by going to clarindahealth.com, and all the information will be right there too.
Okay. So, yeah, go to clarindahealth.com and you can find it there. So,
yeah.
But tickets are available there.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the sponsorship opportunities. What's available there?
Sure. Yeah. So we have We have a silver, a gold, and a platinum sponsorship levels that all include tickets for the evening. Then we also do have three different sponsorship levels that don't include tickets for maybe the ones that aren't able to attend or still and still want to be able to help support our mission and our cause here, that they can do it in that means as well. So we've got lots of different sponsor levels. We have single tickets available as well. And then we also have right on the website, you can also just make a flat donation to the event as well if that's something that you'd like to do.
Okay, very good. So would encourage people to go. It all goes back to the benefit of helping Clarinda Regional Health Center with some of those items that you're talking about there, and helps really ultimately your patients in the end is what it boils down to. But it's a great way to have a fun evening with dueling pianos, with Jay Bruner's. You got an auction. What can you tell me about the auction?
Yeah, so I was just thinking I needed to mention that. So we will have a silent auction available online as well. So that's also available for anybody who's even attending or not attending. They can start bidding on those auction items. As soon as we get those put up about 2 weeks ahead of the event, there'll be auction items up on the website with all of the pictures and the details of what you're getting. You can bid right online there. And then we'll also have a live auction with a few items that night there at Deer Ridge too.
Okay. What's the schedule?
Also this year have a raffle, a $5,000 cash raffle prize. So you can also purchase your raffle tickets right on that website as well.
$5,000, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Who doesn't want $5,000?
Well, I'd take it, Bailey. I mean, to be honest with you, I'd take it. And by the way, we are visiting with Bailey Club, talking about the upcoming Partners in Exceptional Care, the 14th annual Platinum Ball, to support CRHC, their vision and their goals. And we do want to say thanks for our Clarinda Chamber sponsors, Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau Elizabeth Davison, that make our visit possible. So walk me through the schedule of events. You start with drinks and appetizers, or how does the evening flow?
Yep, you've got it. So at 6 o'clock, we start our happy hour, which is with drinks and hors d'oeuvres. And then around 7 o'clock, we'll get our dinner served, which does include some prime rib or chicken, just saying. And then we'll move into our live auction after that. And then about 8:30, the dueling pianos will kind of take over for the rest of the evening. And then we'll take a little break at 10 when our silent auction and our raffle tickets end, and we'll draw the winners for those things. And that's pretty much it.
Fun evening. It's a fun evening.
Yeah, definitely.
March 14th, and get your tickets. And it's available to anyone, right, Bailey? Just anyone can go purchase their ticket and then enjoy the Platinum Ball.
Yep, you've got it. Anybody and everybody is welcome.
Come on down. Enjoy. Should be a good time and most enjoyable. All right. What's the rest of your day hold today, Bailey? What's on your, when you hit off the phone with me, what's the next thing you're working on?
Well, I've got a lot of new inventory in the gift shop coming in. So I've got to get some inventory put into our system, and some stickers printed to get those out in the gift shop. And, you know, we'll just see where the day leads.
So question for you, volunteers, can we shift to volunteers for just a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
So are you always looking for volunteers? If someone wanted to volunteer, talk to me about the volunteer situation at CRHC a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are definitely always looking for volunteers. And so we are currently actively trying to recruit some actually new gift shop volunteers. That's kind of where a really high need for us right now is. So that is something that we are currently looking for. But we have several other volunteer programs too. And sometimes we have people who come to us or come to me and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. Here's my skill set. What can I do? Or I'd like to help. What do you have available?
Yeah.
So I really try to work with people, and meet them kind of where they are. And we can kind of find a place, that would, you know, that we can put them and that it would benefit them and us as well. We have patient navigators up at our front, our front desk there. They're super helpful to our patients when they walk in the door. They're kind of the first people that they see and help greet and help navigate our patients around the hospital. We are needing some more of them as well. But then we also have our Fresh Eats program, where we deliver meals to homebound individuals every single day, and our volunteers will do that. And then we also have a clinical volunteer position, which is a newer program to us that we're kind of trying to grow. And so we have some individuals and volunteers who are starting to work with our patients down on our floor that we're excited about. So we have lots of different ways and opportunities to help.
So Bailey, if I said, you know, I have an hour a week, you can plug me in somewhere with my skill set.
I could.
Or if I have, maybe I have 10 hours a week, you could plug me in. You have the opportunity for people. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And it helps. And you know, I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of people, I think, to get out and do something, you know, engagement. There's just the, CRHC across the organization benefits. I think the individuals that contribute that time benefit. I think it's win-win across the board.
I mean, in 2025, we had over 3,000 volunteer hours in 1 year. So it is a huge benefit to the hospital, but it also is beneficial to the volunteers. That gives, you know, in having that socialization with other people and feeling, you know, and being able to help, that's a huge thing. A lot of people just want to help in some way or another and have a conversation with other people and get out of the house. And, you know, and maybe the hospital has meant something to you, or you've had a really good experience here, and so you were like, I want to be one of those people that helps give those good experiences. So it's an all around awesome situation. And I'm really lucky that I get to work with the volunteers every day.
I bet you meet some really cool people doing that, don't you, Bailey?
Yeah,
I bet you do. By the way, we are visiting with Bailey Club this morning, and she's talking about volunteers right at the moment, but overall Partners in Exceptional Care, the 14th annual Platinum Ball. Anything else, Bailey, volunteer-wise, that we want to know? Committees manager. How the committee? Tell me about the committees manager. What do you do there?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different committees as well under Partners in Exceptional Care that helps with different things. So, of course, we have our Platinum Ball committee that helps put on this event. We have a golf tournament committee that helps put on our golf tournament fundraiser every summer. We have a beautification committee. They help us to keep all of our campuses looking really nice and planted, watered, all of those things during those seasons are looking good. We have our General Cardinal Backpack Committee. We have our scholarship committee, which we're getting into right now. It's scholarship season. So we have a committee that helps select our scholarship winners every year. So yeah, lots of stuff going on. So even if it's maybe not, you know, somebody doesn't want to volunteer in the hospital on a regular basis, maybe one of those committees is something that you're passionate about or that stands out to you. That's another way to give back and to volunteer as well.
Very good. Okay. Bailey Club with me this morning. Bailey, one more time, wrap me up on the details of the event itself, the Platinum Ball, and when it is, where it is, how I can get my tickets, and then I'll let you move on with your day here. So.
Yeah.
And unpack your merchandise over at the shop.
There
so,
we go.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have the 2026 Platinum Ball. It's going to be on Saturday, March 14th. The event starts at 6 with drinks and appetizers. And then we go into a dinner and live auction. And then we have dueling pianos that we're excited about for the entertainment. We have tickets and sponsorships, raffle tickets, transportation tickets, all of the things on our website. The easiest way to find that website is going to clarindahealth.com, or you can also go to Partners in Exceptional Care on Facebook.
Very good. All right. It's a great event. You're going to have fun. Get your ticket. Go and enjoy the evening. It's a complete evening, and you're going to be helping out Clarinda Regional Health, health and patients and all of your people that utilize the hospital and all the services you have. So it's win-win, again, across the board. So. Bailey, thank you much for your time. It is a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for visiting with me just a few minutes this Friday morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
Will do. Thank you much. Again, Bailey Club with me, Partners in Exceptional Care, and the 14th annual Platinum Ball, Glitz, Glam, and Giving. So I would encourage you to go find your ticket and purchase your ticket and enjoy that event. And again, we do want to say thanks to the folks that made it possible for our conversation this morning. Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau Elizabeth Davison that make our visit possible. We sure appreciate it. And thanks to Bailey for her time this morning.
Call on Jones Mechanical, JonesMechanicalInc.com.
Jones Mechanical serves all of Southwest Iowa and North.